Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. Hey guys, thank you for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode number 14, and I have a guest today. Her name is Kayshawn Brooks. She is the owner of Renew You Body Butters out of Modesto, California. She sent me a care package, y'all. I love, 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 love to get things in the mail. So here's the noise of the package that I got. And I got this some time ago. We've just been missing each other a little bit on getting this rescheduled. She had a situation. I had a situation. And so in the post on Friday, we are actually going to record a video and show you a few more of her products. You'll get a chance to you get a chance to meet her and learn more about her products. And I love when a plan comes together like this, because it is really timely, and it's just nothing but God doing what he does in his own timing. You know, with us being quarantined, you know, pretty much the whole entire country, it is allowing us to actually reflect and spend more time with our loved ones, but also spend more time with ourselves. And some people feel like self-care is really a luxury, but self-care is a necessity. And you have to be able to take out time to take care of yourself and love on yourself. And so that is what Renew You Body Butters is all about. When I tell you the samples that she sent to me, one is a shea butter. It has mango, shea, and cocoa butter, sweet almond. Oh my gosh, this smells so good. It says to just apply a dollop of body butter directly to your skin. Rub it in gently and firmly until it's fully absorbed. Now, you guys know that I am a two-time cancer survivor. And so, you know, I've gone through having surgery and gone through chemotherapy and radiation. And so, since I still have an ileostomy, I can become easily dehydrated. And so, what I receive through her product is just this moisture barrier that helps to keep my skin hydrated throughout the day longer than any other product that I've tried. And believe me, I've tried a few. Plus, it smells good. You know, I love a good smelling man, but I know men also like good smelling women. And so the what is this that's coming through? The cocoa butter is coming through in this body butter. And then she also sent me some samples of therapeutic bath salts. I love, love, love a good bath salt. It has some pink Himalayan salt, some Dead Sea salt, colloidal oatmeal, which that is really, really good for helping with skin conditions and helping with even inflammation. It helps to draw out. And it smells really good as well. So, you know, if you have a product that you would like me to do a product review on, please connect with me. Use the platform as a way to be able to get the word out about your product. I will be advertising her. Plus, it goes with my Renewed Vision conference, y'all. The Renew You Body Butter. So I am loving her products. I love her packaging. She has like the Tree of Life on there because it definitely is bringing me life. When I tell you, you know, suffering with dry skin, even more after treatment is sometimes embarrassing because your hands are a little ashy or your feet are ashy when you have done your best to moisturize them. And like I said, the experience that I've had with the Renew You Body Butter is amazing. So I encourage you guys to listen all the way through the end. She's going to share her contact information and how you are able to get some of her products. So in addition to that, I'm going to continue to share a word as I have been doing and just want to keep you encouraged during this time. So here we go. Episode number 14. Hey guys, thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. I told you that I was going to have a guest today. I'm so very excited to have Mrs. Keshawn Brooks Crosby. I know you just told me all of that. So on the advertisement, it just has Keshawn Brooks. But she is a wife, a mother of four. And when I asked her to describe herself in three words, I'm going to be honest and say that I did not give her advance warning about that. I usually include that, I think, in the email, but I might have skipped that part this time. And she said, determined, spiritual, and compassionate. I love it. I'm so excited to get to know this woman of God. She is the owner of Renew You Body Butters. In the intro, I did the product review. I know my listeners can't wait to hear more. So, Ms. Keshawn, how are you doing today? First of all, with all of this COVID-19 stuff going on at the time of our recording.
All is well. All is well.
Amen.
You know, all that I can say, you know, this time has been, I've been training myself to look at, as in all things are possible to him that believes. And, you know, if you look for a positive and a negative, you know, if you look for it, you can find it.
Right.
You know, so because I've been in that stage frequently for a while in my life, I've been able to adapt that into the midst of this chaos. You know, it's different, you know, but I've been able to find some bright side to it.
Right.
So taking it day by day.
Right. Well, that's a good way to look at it. Right now, in the podcast episode, the scripture for this week is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. You know, don't be anxious for anything. And so I definitely think that that is very timely right now as well with what all is going on.
Yeah,
so it's just really crazy. But we all know that God, this was not by surprise, and that he ultimately has a plan for how it's all going to resolve. So,
right.
Thank you so much for reaching out to me to go ahead and get us rescheduled. I know we were supposed to have already done this episode, but thank you so much for having some time for me. So,
you're welcome.
The questions that I sent to you, they're two different types of questions. The first one talks more specific to any health challenges, and the second one is what I call my seven powerful questions. So I'm going to start with the first section. So if you can, tell my audience a little bit about yourself and then also the type of challenges that you have had to overcome.
Okay. And this is far as health challenges, correct?
Well, just in general, health is always going to be the platform, you know, how, you know, you might have gone through something and now
yes.
you're,
okay.
you know, living through it. Yes, ma'am.
Right. My name is Kayshawn Brooks. I am a wife, a mother of three sons, one girl, and the owner of Renew Your Body Butters. I have been working in the healthcare field for over 20 years. So, you know, with, you know, everything, you know, going on right now, you know, it really hits home, you know, for me, you know, knowing that that has been, you know, healthcare in my life, you know, for over 20 years. So it affects me differently. It's personal, you know, knowing that I could be in the midst of all of that. But God, and, you know, when you speak about health challenges, you know, I've been able to, you know, take, like I've mentioned before, I've been, you know, working on changing my mindset and how I look at things. And I have been suffering with the different health challenges for about 18 years now. And I used to be at a point in my life where I was, you know, at God, you know, why me, why me? It's just one thing after another. But after going through that journey and now where I'm at, I'm able to renew my mind and renew my body and look at the journey God took me through. And now I'm able to share that. And that's where, you know, my business, Renew Your Body Butters, come from. You know, it wasn't just I woke up one day or I seen some other people doing something and now I want a business. You know, not saying that there's anything wrong with going about a business that way, but for me, it was my lifestyle, my journey that I went through. It was a necessity. And now, you know, I want to share that, you know, with the world, and, you know, and that goes with the different challenges of the different health issues that I went through. And I would say, you know, it's a little sensitive, you know, subject, but with me, my body is very sensitive to Western medicine. You know, I have a lot of side effects and things like that. And so, because of that, it led me to learning about alternative therapy, alternative treatment. And I didn't understand it when I was going through it, you know, but now I've been able to take, you know, everything that I've gone through all of these years, and put it into my business. But it's a journey of bringing it, you know, into my business, because I have to introduce piece by piece.
Right, right. So, you know, for the audience to kind of get a feel for what type of, you know, medical conditions your salts or your body butters might help
yes.
to address, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes. So, for example, you know, the main condition that really helped me, that drove me into starting my business was I personally have always had very dry skin and eczema. My firstborn, he also has very dry skin, eczema, and psoriasis, you know, in his on his scalp. But I was able to, you know, control it with, you know, the high-quality store-brand stuff, you know, in the stores, you know, with shea butter or cocoa butter. You know, it was a little expensive, but, you know, we couldn't get dollar store or that $3 lotion. It, you know, it wasn't you know, fun, you know, and then just having those experiences of the how your skin react and stuff. But things changed when my youngest son was born back in 2007, I believe. And he, after a couple of months, was born with eczema as a baby. And it was so aggressive that for years, you know, my son was on all this medication. You know, we were at the doctor's, they were saying do this, he was being tortured. He, you know, it was one time, you know, my husband, and it hurts to my heart, it brings tears, you know, to my eyes that, you know, he was so tired of watching him suffer. It was one time we went to do a test, and my oldest son, he had to hold my baby down because they had to stick him 50 times with these needles.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, he's just screaming and hollering, you know, so I'm sorry to get emotional about it.
I know. Those allergy tests are brutal to be able to figure out what, you know, what is going on.
You know, what is going on, you know, with him, you know, because he was near a blood infection.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
And with me, you know, working in the healthcare field and being a nurse, you know, at this time, I'm like, you know, listening to them, buying everything in the market, you know, that the dermatologists say, and nothing is stopping him. And you know, you get tired of drugging your child with this medicine from them. He's not having a quality life. So, you know, something kind of went off in my head because at this time I had kind of like already been into, you know, the homeopathic, you know, the natural lifestyle, you know, with healing myself of the different health issues that I've had. So I said, okay, I've tried, you know, cocoa butter, you know, shea butter, you know, just regular olive oil or coconut oil, things like that. But it wasn't working enough. And I knew other people who was having issues, you know, with their skin, you know, plus myself and my oldest son. So, you know, trying to help my son out, that's when I got into, you know what, I need to find the blend to fight this.
And you know what? That's all it takes is a mama bear trying to protect her cub. You're going to find it.
right. I'm going to find it. And it took me, and I was able to, you know, like I said, learn from the bad from this and find the good because, you know, with my healthcare experience and my love for science for so many years, I was able to, you know, take my research to a whole nother level because his condition was so severe.
Right.
And there are others. And so, you know, after 3 years of watching it on him and others, you know, I was like, okay, I finally found something. I was able to get him off all that medication that the doctors had him on. His skin is starting to heal because this is, you know, a battle and to repair the skin, you know, because I knew, you know, that's part of where my name Renew You comes from because the cells of your body have to renew.
Okay.
And I had to get down to that level, you know, of where I was going. That's why, you know, my products are organic, you know, vegan free, no pesticides, all of that made a difference when trying to treat his skin and myself. So it led to, okay, body butters, body oil, bath salt, and, you know, just from, you know, and it's all things that myself or my family will use.
Right.
So it's like I'm taking what we need and sharing it.
Right. That's such a blessing, such a blessing. So you kind of answer the next couple of questions, because they talk about, you know, how did this impact family and friends as well. And so, you
Well,
know,
I can elaborate
okay.
more on that as far as, you know, impacting, you know, with family and friends, you know, especially very in the beginning, you know, when I was treating it, you know, like a hobby, you know, starting off at like church functions or school holiday craft fairs and things like that, you know, it got my family, us to do something together because we were needing this, you know, products, you know, as a family. And, you know, as the kids were growing up, you know, it was kind of like a family business, but not a family business because I wasn't legit at that time. But it brought us together.
Right.
And, you know, it showed interest. So I really liked how it gave my family, you know, something to do together that was helping us and helping others, and just even outside of my family and coworkers, you know, people was supportive of what I was doing because they understood my pain and my struggle because they were there. They knew what I was going through. And
Right.
so to for them to watch me, you know, find a solution, you know, and was, you know, I was selling it, you know, here and there, you know, at the little different events, but after a while, you know, it was them. They were like, you know, you really have something here. And, you know, what if you start with this and take, you know, this is what I'm thinking, taking everything that I have gone through and share that with the world and able to make an income off of it, why not?
Right,
You
right.
know.
And I'm
You
sure
know.
that for your sons, that it really impacted their self-esteem and their confidence to be able to,
Yes.
you know, have the clearer skin, and also for them to be able to share it with others,
Right.
you know, just like you said, as a family, you guys were able to kind of bond over a common cause because it did impact more than just you.
Correct.
So, I know in previous conversations we've also talked about just, you know, your walk struggle in terms of some other personal health issues. Do you want to touch on those, or it's up to you. It's up to you, whatever you would like to share. You know, the platform is a way to be able to encourage other women who may be going through something similar to see that you can still, you know, move forward. You can still rehab your life.
Okay. No problem. I don't mind sharing. So, you know, a few several years ago is when I actually officially went, you know, into my business legitimately because I had the opportunity to put my product in a store, you know, and everything, you know, kind of just took off from there. But, you know, as things was going on, and you know, and I'm just, you know, learning the ropes or everything, you know, I wasn't trying to, you know, get online or anything like that. I was just happy, you know, selling to the people I knew, my current clientele, doing these events. You know, I ended up, a drunk driver hit me and, you know, totaled my car. You know, they left the scene of the accident. You know, it was, you know, some stuff that, you know, unheard of how that all plowed out, played out. And, you know, 2 months later, less than 2 months later, I'm injured, you know, on my job. So now my whole lifestyle that I knew, you know, of my health care of 20 years, you know, it's changed, you know, in the blink of an eye, you know, and I'm trying to struggle to hold on to it, you know, when I did stop working. But at that time, you know, my business was flourishing, and, you know, it's hard, you know, it was so hard not to give up because, you know, that driver, Excuse me, at 80 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You know, and so I have permanent back injuries from the injury on the job. You know, I got hurt, which made the, you know, so, you know, and I'm still going through, you know, to this day. It's been a several, it's been a couple of years now. I'm still going through it. You know, none of this is settled. I'm still in therapy. I'm still in treatment. So when you talk about rehab your life, that is me right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I am in rehab. And, you know, just with this virus going around, you know, that's infecting my rehab.
Yes.
My rehab has to stop,
Yes,
which
ma'am.
now is affecting my body, which now is affecting, you know, my business. So just like then, when I, at the beginning of those accidents, you know, trying to continue my business, it was hard not to give up because I was used to one way, which was going to these events. But what the accident did, when looking for the positiveness in it, it made me now have to focus to, okay, well, because I'm physically unable to do events now, I need to focus on that. So now I'm creating my Facebook page and Instagram page and my Etsy account. So it's like, even though the accident was bad, it made me shift my business in a direction that I wasn't thinking of before the accident. You know,
Wow.
I was comfortable where I was at, but that incident in my life, it made me shift my business.
Yeah.
You know, and so now I'm in new territory. I'm learning. And as of this year, in January, I just launched, you know, my website, you know, renewyoubodybutter.com. And it was, you know, it made it real to me, you know, to, you know, because I was able to see this journey from going from, you know, while I'm in so much pain, you know, from these accidents and in therapy, you know, because, you know, when I, you know, when my business started booming, I was in nine, 6 to 9 appointments a week, doctor's appointments, therapy appointments a week, and at the same time still trying to work and salvage my business. But now that my nursing and healthcare career, you know, because of the accident, is shifting me. You know, now I get to focus more onto my business and where I once thought about how I get to share everything of what I've been through. Now I get to implement that into my business, which in turn makes me look at, you know, okay, this virus thing going around, it's kind of making us all stop. We get to breathe and get to analyze. We get to focus on, okay, what have I wanted to do? What do I want to do? You know, what do I need to do? And, you know, it, you know, it's like, okay, I can take my business to one of those other levels that I've thought about before. Now I can actually implement that. But, you know, but I want to take my time and be smart about it, you know, because going from vending shows and just selling from hand to hand, you know, and getting a website, you know, to me, you know, I took my time, you know, I did a lot of networking, you know, that was a struggle too, not having a lot of funds, you know, especially from going from a high, you know, lucrative income and then these accidents back to back change, you know, your life, you know, I would have just paid for everything, you know, and just got it done and over with. But because I didn't have the money because of this incident, you know, it made me humble myself and it made me learn more about networking and being social and collaborating and, you know, talking to people, you know, like by the time, you know, we met, you know, I had a year and a half, you know, of practice of collaborating with people, you know, and look at, you know, where we are today. You know, I'm collaborating again, you know, with you, you know, talking today. You're allowing me to share my story, you know, talk about what I've been through and related with my product. You know, I wouldn't be doing this today if all those steps wouldn't have been taken in the first place.
Awesome. So now I want to move into the next segment. Like I said, it's called My 7 Powerful Questions. And again, I'm pretty sure you've already answered the question, but I always put question number one is, are you a spiritual person? Because not everyone is.
Right. And yes, I am.
Okay. And so that's what's gotten you through all of these challenges that you've gone through.
I don't think, I can't explain how I've gotten through it. I only can say, but God, you know, a lot of people, question, you know, like, you know, I've had, gone through, you know, a lot, you know, a lot of people, you know, they've been watching me, you know, for 40 years and they're like, you know, you really need to write a book, you know, because, you know, just hearing, like, for the accident, they're saying that's very interesting, you know, to hear, you know, how this drunk driver, you know, hits you at 80 miles an hour and leaves the scene, you know, that, you know, that's crazy. But when you asked me about name something to describe myself, and I said one of them was determination, you know, that's dear to me because of my life, how I was brought up, all the trauma and abuse and things that I've been through, the determination, you know, that I've gotten from God is what got me through. You know, so when people ask me, how do I do what I do, or how did I overcome, only God got me through.
Right. Right. So question number two, how would you answer the question of the week? So here is the question of the week. What does collaboration mean to you?
Collaboration means giving and taking and being humble and being flexible and getting out of your comfort zone.
I love that you added that last part about getting out of your comfort zone, because literally, you know, for the audience, how we met was I was stalking someone else's Facebook page and I saw you respond to them. And then I clicked on your link and saw what you were offering. And then just, you know, it took courage to say, hey, let me reach out to her and, you know, make this connection. And
right.
To me, it was nothing but God, because the one thing that really struck me was the name of your company, Renew You Body Butters, because I'm doing a Renewed Vision Conference. And so I just feel like that's nothing but God all day, every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes
we
have to get out of our comfort zones, like you said, and take the risk of putting yourself out there. And I was just like, hey, you know, I responded, I think, to your information or connect with you on the website. I was like, hey, I'm having a conference. I would love to, you know, and I have a podcast. I would love to have you on the podcast. And, you know, like you said, the ability to be able to humble yourself and to make the big ask. That's why this section is called 7 Powerful Questions, because I'm making the big ask. And so
yeah.
I love your answer to the question.
Thank Thank you.
So, question number three, what are you reading, watching, or consuming these days?
Now what I'm doing, something that I've learned is investing into coaching,
Okay.
which requires me to read different types of self-development books, leadership books. I'm learning about how money works right now, which my dad is a he's retired, but in his retirement time he's a life insurance broker. I mean, agent, I think. Yeah, life insurance agent. So he's been learning a lot about money and teaching me about money, and I've been able to learn, take what he's been teaching me and apply it to other ways in my business. I've been, of course, I should have started off with this, but I need more of it. But getting more into my Bible and meditating and, just praying, it's a mixture of a little bit of everything. I've always been that type of reader or watcher or something. I look through different Facebook groups of different people responding to what's a good book to read, dealing with this, and if that sparks an interest to me, then I read it. I love to read. I love to read. I have always I used to use reading as an outlet to get through the trauma through my life. So, nothing really too specific, but if I have to choose one, it's more. I'm more on self-development right now, and
Okay. Any particular
putting
author?
myself. No particular author.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've been reading, so I'm just now getting into reading, and I know how serious reading can be, so I'm not at the stage yet of recommending
Okay.
any authors yet.
Okay.
Still getting my feet wet, getting back in the routine.
So, question number four. What have you learned about yourself while going through your challenges?
For me, what I've been learning is I've learned to stop saying to God, why me? And learn to embrace it. And I've been able to learn, I've been able to become more humble. Things that I used to, how, someone scammed me or did me wrong in some type of way. I've been able to humble myself to not respond. I don't have to respond to everything.
That's a good
I've been
one.
able to learn that everything doesn't need a response.
That's a good one right there. That's that self-control.
Yeah, so my self-control, and I think it's only been able to grow because, for so many years, I neglected myself for so many years. I got married very young. I was 20, when I got married, had my first child. My mom is terminally ill. I'm taking care of her. I have a younger sister that's 15 years younger than me, but I'm raising her like as if, she's my child.
Oh, wow.
So, a lot of that, I've been always, my whole life catering to other people, or just in survival, mode before I started catering to other people. It was just, how do I make sure I get something to eat? Or how do I make sure I don't get abused today? Or how do I make sure I don't get attacked today? You know, but so now that I'm out of that mode and I have to just back away from everyone, you know, and was like, okay, I'm having these health issues. If I keep going down this path of focusing on all of you, then I won't be around much longer.
Wow.
You know, and I had to just, you know, and God had me, you know, he opened up my eyes and my mind, and he was like, okay, I know you care. I know you feel obligated, but I've been trying to get you to focus on you. You know, like I was able to take being physically injured as in it was time for me to rest.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't seeing it the first time or the second time. And I think things just kept getting worse until I no longer, it was just like God was like, okay, if you're not going to sit, I'm going to make you sit. And now, you know, I'm sitting up here with permanent injuries to every region of my spine. And now I have to redevelop myself and my life,
right,
you know, all at the same time. So all of what I have been through is helping me, you know, not lose my mind right now. You know, some people would be suicidal now, you know, or, you know, feeling like their life is over. But I think because of the path I've been on since I've been born and all the trials and tribulations, I'm able to take all of that experience. And with God now, these past couple of years, having me focused on me, it's helping me, you know, my rehabilitation inwardly is improving.
Right.
Once that started.
Right. And it's so interesting that you responded and answered the question in that way, because for myself, you know, God has really been saying boundaries and convictions and speaking my truth. So that's been my, the last year or so, it's like, nah, you got to take care of yourself. You have to be able to establish better boundaries with, you know, family members, friends, everybody, even with myself.
Can I piggyback off of that?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, setting boundaries and those limits, you know, when you just said that, that made me think about, you know, some people think, you know, part of rehab, you know, like, my parents, they were drug addicts. So I grew up in a drug addicted household, so I know what it's like about rehab on a drug level, on a physical level, because I'm in it, you know, myself, and on a medical level because I worked in it and, you know, had patients and stuff like that. But then also, too, you know, we have mistakes. We make mistakes. And that's a part of rehabilitation. And, you know, sometimes you have people, and it can be your family, your loved ones, it could be friends, where they try to take your past, you know, and hold it against you.
Right.
You know, like, so what, you know, you trying to do better, or you're doing good, or, you know, or you're in the middle of rehabilitation. Remember you used to do this, or remember you used to do that, and it's like, wouldn't that have to do with what's going on today?
Right
now. You know, and where I'm at, you know, it's like, don't think that you can take anything from my past and mention anything to anyone and think that it's going to tear me down and hurt me, because I proudly accept everything that God has led me through, or that he diverted me from, you know, it, or the lessons that he allowed me to learn, you know, from me not doing, you know, being obedient. You know, I'm just happy that God has given me the wisdom to learn from everything totally. You know, all the good, all the bad, all the ugly, and combine it together and move forward and hold my head up high.
Exactly.
Lift it up to him, and you can't stop me. You can't make me feel bad at all. You don't do it. I'm just, you ain't doing nothing technically but motivating me.
Right, right.
Even more.
Right, that's awesome. So, question number 5. What kinds of supports did you receive from family and friends throughout your challenges? And, you know, you can kind of talk about from the perspective of, like now going through, you know, rehab, are you able to drive yourself, or is people, you know, helping to prepare food? You know, just what are some tangible supports you've received throughout your challenges?
You know what, right now, you know, if I was to use, you know, what I'm going through, trying to, you know, preserve my body as much as I can and able to, you know, be able to move around physically, it's been kind of hard because my help that I need, I don't have. You know, due to, you know, different issues. Mm-hmm. So I can't, so it's slowing down my,
your healing right now.
My healing.
Yeah.
It's making it take 10 times longer, but because of all my life's other experiences, you know, it's like, what I'm going to do? Not do it. You know, if I can't walk a mile a day and I'm only able to take 5 steps a day, what am I going to do? Not take the 5 steps a day? Yeah. You know, to eventually get to that mile. So it's like help is minimal. You know, but it has taught me to depend on God even more. You know, I had to take it. You know, it was a hard, bitter pill because I expected help, you know, which is a disappointment, which I have learned to, which I'm learning to train my mind to not expect help so much, you know, and just have the mindset of if it comes, you know, be grateful. You know, it's like I'm always going to ask. I'm never going to be too humble to not ask, you know, because, you know, the worst someone can say is no. Right. Well, I'm going to ask, but I've been able to teach myself to not be disappointing, you know, because this is, you know, my dream. You know, this is what God put on, you know, my heart, you know, and he's been able to, you know, even though I'm not working per se as a nurse anymore right now, but, you know, in a way, I'm still in the
right, health and wellness.
I'm talking about renewing your body, renewing your mind.
Exactly.
You know, so it's still in the health. So if God wouldn't have, you know, if my son wouldn't have been born, you know, with eczema, would none of this be going on
right
now?
Right.
Because I didn't have no intentions on doing this. You know, life led it. So, you know, I'm just humble enough right now that I'm able, the little business that I do have now, you know, I'm able to do, I've been able, you know, and so, which I'm glad, you know, I'm not this multi-millionaire right now at this second, because I wouldn't be able to physically keep up, you know, with it, but God has been slowly working on me in therapy, you know, right now, but I've been learning to, and that's where collaboration comes in, too. When you don't receive the help that you expect, you know, or if people just can't, you know, if help is not available, sometimes help is just not available because people need help, you know, themselves. But collaboration comes in with that. And that's how I have succeeded, I would say, at least 50%. Of my business is due to collaborations because of the lack of help.
Right. And it's so funny that you say that because one of my prayers, especially within the business, has been for the Lord to enlarge my territory. And so to, I'm here in Texas, reached out to you out in California. Thank you, Lord. That's enlarging my territory right there. And vice versa, your territory has been enlarged to Texas. So, that the collaboration speaks volumes when you have women that are willing to, speak well of each other and uplift each other and share, what each other has to offer. So, definitely, definitely. So, question number six, do you have any words of wisdom for someone who may be going through something similar? How I kind of summarize your experience, like you were saying, your business started to really take off, and then here comes these, health issues that really kind of put a damper in your ability to physically be able to move around, but you are still moving forward with your business in spite of. So if there were other women out there, especially with this COVID-19, going on, if there's other women who had literally just stepped out on faith and got their business going, what would you say to them?
It might sound cliche, but keep going. Don't give up. And but to have that real zeal and that real drive, it needs to be something that you're going to fight for. If you just, I don't want to name a company because I don't want to offend any business or, label or, but if you just woke up, oh, I want to do this, and you're not successful with it, you have no passion, whatever it is, just make sure you have passion with it because you're going to need that passion and that zeal to drive you to don't give up and to have that determination to overcome the different challenges and be okay with challenges. Be okay with them because they're going to come. Everything is not going to be perfect. Be okay with not knowing everything and be okay with going to learn more so that you can do more. But don't give up. Challenges are going to come. It's a part of
Part of the process.
life. I mean, you have challenges in school, you have challenges in relationships and families. So what, what's going to make starting or running a business? But it's that passion. Like for me, whether I have my business or not, I'm still going to be making product because my family need it. And the people who have grown with me for these years, they still need it. I have, there's so much, I was like, I couldn't believe God has done, what he's done, because with my dealing with my son's skin issue, that led to, okay, well, a facial care line, that I've been using for the past year and a few other people. That I'm getting ready to launch. I have a hair care line that I've been mastering, the ingredients and recipes for the past year and a half. That my family needs. So it's like I'm gonna do it regardless. And I think because it's, I'm gonna do it regardless because my family need it, I need it. It makes it easier for me. It makes it easy to share and to not give up. But if I don't, who else is? So that's why the women or anyone listening to this, if you don't do this for you, no one else is. You got to do this as if, you're the only one that care. We all have, dreams, and I've had to go through it where, in the earlier years, the kids were more excited, they were more involved, but, now that they're teenagers and growing up, they want, they have their own lives, and, it was like, okay, I got to get let them have their freedom. So is this something that I can still do? How would I go about doing this? How would I move forward? It was like I had to just reanalyze and adjust. Be flexible. That's another piece of advice, too.
Right.
Just embrace it all. It's not going to be easy, but it will become easier over time. It will. And one other thing that has been just very impactful for me, you know, when things don't take off the way you expect them to, look at it as if you're planting seeds. You know, when you plant a seed, you know, it takes time. You know, you got to work on your soil. You know, you got to go purchase your seeds. You know, you got to plant the seed. You got to water the seed. You know, you got to wait for it to grow. Everything is not microwave popcorn.
Right, right. That's a very good analogy because, you know, another spin on it is also to help someone else. A lot of times we're so focused on what it is that we want to do that sometimes we just need to go pour into someone else and we're actually, planting a seed that it may reap differently for us because we, you know, plant it with someone else. So, yeah, same kind of concept. Well, thank you so, so much. How can my audience connect with you to be able to order? And, you know, guys, when I post the episode, we're also going to do a video where you'll be able to see, you know, meet her for one and also be able to see her product line. And, you know, hopefully we can get some orders placed on Friday. I'm going to start pushing that. I'm going to get a flyer or a couple of advertisements out this afternoon about that. But how can they reach you? What's the website, Facebook page, all of that good stuff?
Okay, yes. The website is www.renewyoubodybetter. It spells just like it says, Renew You, RenewYoubodyBetter.com. RenewYoubodyBetter.com. I'm on Instagram, which is Instagram.com/RenewYoubodyBetter. You can find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/RenewYoubodyBetter. Pinterest. I'm also on Etsy. And also, too, just to let you guys know, if you right now, because of the new website launch, there is a 20% off all items, and there is free shipping. And if you sign up to become a website member, because I do have a blog intact, you receive an additional 10% coupon to use on your next purchase. You know, this is part of where I spoke about, you know, other things I thought about. So, you know, I have a blog where I'm going to be speaking about, you know, hair care, health care, body care, skin care, you know, other health things naturally and organically about the body.
Okay.
But, yes, that's all the different contacts. And you can email us if you would like to at renewyoubodybetter@yahoo.com, but you can reach out to messages on any of the social media links as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And guys, like I told you in the intro, this body butter, it has really, really helped me. And you know, like I said, with the dry skin from having gone through chemo, if you are looking to put together a care package for someone who is going through treatment, this is definitely the way to go. Like she said, her products are all natural, so it's not going to have any kind of effect. It actually may help with the therapeutic bath salts to be able to draw some of those toxins out of their body after they've gone through treatment. I know it's been a couple years since I actually had my chemotherapy, but just some of the side effects is, like I said, just still the dry skin. So thank you so much for my sample. When my sample is out, I will be placing an order. And I just want to, you know, get the word out to everyone. She is also going to be doing a gift bag or something for the Renewed Vision Conference we had talked about. And so right now, you know, with everything going on, you know, prayerfully, those conferences will still be moving forward because they're later in the year. But this is not going to be the last time that you are going to hear about Renew You Body Butters. I believe that the Lord has caused us to have this collaboration for a reason, and we are going to take the world by storm. And so already I'm out in California, she's already out in Texas, and we're going to take this nation by storm. So thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience before we get out of here?
Yes, one more thing I just forgot to mention was that I do customize my orders. You know, if you, the ingredients is listed on the website, so if you see something like you're allergic to coconut oil or olive oil, you can send me a message and I can not put that ingredient into your product. Or you can always reach out to me and we can set up and I can customize products for you. So if you're having an event or if you want to do like gifts for a special occasion, or just if you are going through some type of specific, you know, skin issue, you know, like say you need more you know, you have something more than eczema going on, then, you know, we can talk about adding different essential oils for different therapeutic effects. So I will customize orders to your needs, you know, after consultation. So that's something to look forward to. But I would like to say thank you for reaching out, you know, to me and allowing me to speak to you, to your audience. You know, I've enjoyed this time of getting to know you, and I'm excited to see, you know, where our collaboration is going to lead us in the future. You know, all things work together for good, and I just thank God for how he brought us together.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I would love for us to talk offline about an idea that I have. But that's all we have right now, guys, for the podcast. Thank you so much. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Okay, so this week, what I would like to talk about is anxiety. I know with everything going on in the world that a lot of people are really just anxious. I am too, but there's ways that, you know, you can try to keep yourself from feeling too much anxiety. Too much of anything is not a good thing. And so, you know, I've been praying to the Lord about how I can continue to encourage you as well as encourage myself. And so this will be a 3-part series. So today I'm going to do the first part, and the next 2 weeks I will be going over the next 2 parts. And so first of all, let me share with you what the verse actually says. I know you probably have heard it. I know I have. But I want to be able to break it down. a little bit more. So Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So I'm going to repeat that. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. To me, that is so awesome. That means that I can take anything that I'm concerned about to the Lord and make my prayers and my petitions known, and that the peace of God, which I've experienced, that's like none other. It will guard your heart and your mind. And so sometimes we go, oh, it's a heart issue or it's a mind issue. This verse is saying, don't worry about it. He's got it, no matter if it's an issue with your heart or with your mind. And so I always like to research information that can support me in what I want to share. And so I found some information on a series on Philippians that I wanted to share with you. So, you know, it talks about few of us are strangers to anxiety. It creeps up over big and little things, gnawing at our insides. Someone graphically described anxiety as a thin stream of fear trickling through the mind. If encouraged, it cuts a channel into which all other thoughts are drained. That's really interesting. That comes from Arthur Roche, a Reader's Digest. We now often hear phrases like being stressed out or having a panic attack. You know, although I disagree with their psychological approach to the problem, the Christian psychiatrists Frank Mirnith and Paul Meyer say that anxiety is the most common mental disorder they encounter at their network of clinics across our country. We often feel anxious about our finances. How can we make this month's bills? How will I be able to fix my car if it breaks down? What if I lose my job? We also feel anxious about our health, especially as we grow older. What if I get cancer or Alzheimer's? What if I'm disabled or have to go into a nursing home? We're anxious about our children. Will they turn out okay? Will they avoid drugs and sexual immorality? Will they be safe in this crime-ridden world? This list goes on and on. And maybe you're getting anxious just listening to me give different reasons for anxiety. Sometimes we can't identify any specific reason for our anxiety, but it's there, nagging away at our insides. If we don't learn to deal with it properly, it can cause all sorts of health problems, which in turn feeds our anxiety. To those who follow him, Jesus promised, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." That was John 14 and 27. He spoke those comforting words on the most difficult night he faced on this earth, the night before his crucifixion. 7 times in the New Testament, our God is called either the God or Lord of Peace. That peace can be the constant experience of every Christian, even in the midst of trials. In our text, Paul, the prisoner, tells us to experience God's peace instead of anxiety. Pray with thankfulness about every concern. And there are 3 key words in these verses that reveal the theme: anxious, prayer, and peace. Being anxious is the problem. We are to put it off. Prayer is the procedure we are told to practice, and peace is the product we are promised by God. So each of the next 3 weeks, I'm going to go over the 3 key words. There's 3 points. So the first point I'll go over today. So the first point, we must put off anxiety, which is sin. The word says to be anxious for nothing. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus made it clear that anxiety stems from a lack of faith and from a wrong focus on the things of this world instead of on the kingdom of God. That comes from Matthew 6, 25 through 34, and especially verses 30 and 33. If we excuse our anxieties by saying, well, it's only human, or anybody would feel anxious in this situation, we will not overcome it because we are not confronting the root cause of it, namely our sin of not believing God and not seeking first His kingdom and righteousness. Our Christian witness to a lost world is one of Paul's main themes in Philippians. He wants Christians to have God's joy in every situation, not just so that they will be happy people, but so that they will be effective witnesses of Jesus Christ. In other words, we are to be seeking first God's kingdom, not our own happiness. If a non-Christian sees you as a believer weighed down with anxiety and care, he isn't going to be asking how he can have what you have. Anxiety and joy are mutually exclusive. So for the sake of our testimony of Jesus Christ, it's imperative that we learn to experience the peace of God, especially in the face of trials. This means that when it comes to the matter of dealing with our anxiety, we must, at the outset, confront our motives for wanting to have peace. If our reason for wanting to be free from anxiety is so that we can live in a peaceful, pleasant life, or our focus is self-centered and therefore wrong. There are many people who come to Christ because they are anxious and they want the peace that He offers. But if they don't confront the fact that they are living to please themselves rather than God, they will simply settle into a self-centered life where they use God for their own peace and comfort. Jesus said, "Whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's sake shall save it." That comes from Mark 8 and 35. The peace Christ offers is the byproduct of enthroning Christ as Lord and living for his kingdom. In the parable of the sower, Jesus warns in Luke 8 and 14 that the seed which fell among the thorns represents those who have heard the gospel, and as they go on their way, they are choked with worries and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. Worries is the noun related to the Greek word be anxious. The scary thing about Jesus' word is this: as I understand that parable, only one of the groups is truly saved, namely those who bring forth fruit with perseverance. Those who profess to believe then get choked out by worries, riches, and pleasures, have never taken self off the throne of their lives and put Jesus and his kingdom on the throne. They are deceived into thinking that they are Christians, but the truth is they are just living with the same focus the world has, namely for personal pleasure and peace. In Philippians 4 and 6, this means that what we have here is not just a simple formula. If you're anxious, try prayer. It works. Rather, it means if you're anxious, examine either your lack of faith in the living God, who has promised to supply the basic needs of his children, or examine your focus, whether you're living for Christ and his kingdom or for yourself. Whatever the root cause, anxiety is sin that must be confessed to God and put off. So let me clarify that Paul is not encouraging a careless, carefree, irresponsible attitude towards people or problems. You know, I've seen Christians swing from anxiety to either apathy or inaction, claiming that they're obeying the command not to be anxious. But Christians should care deeply about people and their problems and should work to resolve problems. As members of the same body, we are to have mutual concern for one another. That's from 1 Corinthians 12 and 25. Paul mentions the concern that he bears daily for all the churches. He tells the Philippians that Timothy is genuinely concerned for their welfare. In each of these verses, the word concern is the same as the Greek word for anxious, but clearly it is not sinful anxiety, but proper concern. It is proper to be concerned about our future welfare to the extent that we take responsibility to plan and save for future needs. This is out of Proverbs 6:6-11. But proper concerns turns to sinful anxiety when we lack faith in God's role as a sovereign Lord and provider. And when we have put self at the center instead of God's kingdom and righteousness. So the first step in dealing with anxiety is to examine whether it is due to lack of faith or to a wrong focus on self. Confess the sin to God and yield to Him. So next week I will highlight point number 2. I hope that this lesson on anxiety is very helpful during this time with all of the coronavirus stuff going on, and I just want to keep you encouraged. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.